Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
The following podcast is sponsored by the Women in Comedy Festival. Check us out at WICF.com.
Do you think people are selling drugs now? Is that like,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
They are.
That seems like it would be. Yep, they are. Okay, yeah.
The way that like alcohol sales have gone through the roof.
Yeah.
Right. If you owned an alcohol company, you are doing well right now. Like,
well, I will say I did text one guy who sells drugs one time on a whim because I was drunk, mm-hmm. not thinking that he'd be open, and he answered immediately. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't think you would be around. I don't want drugs. So I'll just tell you.
I was bluffing the whole time.
Yeah, oh, nice. Like I was just doing it. I'm like, I'll do it right now. You don't think I'll do it? And then he's like, yeah, where are you? And I'm like, oh no, I'm sorry.
No, I can't.
We have not introduced the podcast, so I'm gonna
I have been talking the whole time. I'm sorry.
No, we want you to talk. We asked you specifically, and normally we have two people, but today we just have one person because he's got enough personality to fill the whole show.
I'm a real jabberjaw.
He is great. But real quickly, before we introduce who our guest is, who you already kind of know, this is Love About Town, a love, sex, and dating relationship podcast hosted by two brown nerds who are also best friends. As always, you have me, your host, Kenes Mobley, and
Your boy Rohan, everybody. Kenes's best friend, my best friend.
We're best friends.
Everyone else who thought I liked them.
I will say you are joint best friends with me because Patrice is also my best friend.
Well, that I can't compete with Patrice.
Yeah. Who just had a baby.
O'Neal. Yeah.
No, Patrice O'Neal. Yep, it's Patrice O'Neal.
Okay, also
your sister.
Yes, you.
Yeah, so I met in D.C. before I met you.
Yes.
Who
did you not know this, Rohan?
She didn't assault me. She verbally.
I know the story.
Verbally assaulted me.
Yeah, verbally.
She said I should have sex with her sister, not date.
Yeah.
Not like you would like my sister. She's like you should fuck my sister, and I'm like, all right. I don't
know her.
And then I met Kenes, and she's a very nice young lady. We've become great friends. And
we've never
broached that part of our relationship.
No, where when she said, "Hey," when she's like, "You should fuck my sister," were you like, "All right, where is she?" Or are you like,
"No," I was like, "Okay, sure." I was like,
"Do people say stuff like that to you all the time?"
No one says that stuff to me all the time. No one has said you should fuck my sister ever in my life, except for your sister. That's not something people say. I was like, I'd love to meet her. I'm sure she's nice. I don't know. I was like, all right.
I cannot imagine that.
It was weird. It was in D.C., which is literally the only place I've ever gotten hit on doing comedy, pretty much.
Oh, wow.
Like,
really?
It's so strange, yeah. I don't know what it is about, dude. In the Big Hunt, like, that's the only
place. Yeah.
Something about that is like, no one usually talks about your shows at all.
Dang.
I find that so surprising.
Oh, yeah. Can I make me feel so good, honestly, because you're so funny and you're like great on stage and you have like such a big, like welcoming personality. And then people are just like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. And then that makes me feel very happy because it's
I know. I'm glad it makes you feel good.
No, I didn't mean it like an insult.
I'm just joking.
All right, if he's a great comedian.
Well, it happens a lot. It doesn't happen now. I talk about being married a lot.
Right.
I think that, thankfully, it wards people off because I don't. Yeah. I don't want the attention, folks.
Ladies, you stay away. Never said who you are, you have seen this guy on Kim.
Oh, yeah, you didn't say who I was.
On Comedy Central. You've listened to his podcast, which is really, really fun, by the way. Please welcome Casey James.
Tom Segura. No, Tom sorry. Casey James Slango.
Yes.
It's Casey James Slango. Sorry.
I wouldn't have Tom. Wait, no. I like Tom Segura. I was like, who's the guy who always takes his shirt off? I was like, this is an audio.
Bert Kreischer.
Okay, yeah, I was like, this is an audio thing. I don't think, I mean, sure.
Yeah, you can't tell this shirt. I love Tom Segura until he started talking shit about wrestling, and now
you guys are enemies, because you're a wrestling fan.
I'm a wrestling fan, and listen, people want to talk shit about wrestling, that's fine. It's a very dumb thing. It's very stupid. I get it. But the angle, going for the angle of being like, these people think it's real? What the, like, you fucking think The Undertaker's really?
No one thinks it's real.
No one thinks it's real. There's people in the 30s wrote People know some children. I remember when I learned it was fake as a child. But like even in the 30s, people writing articles about how it's fake.
Yeah.
But like you talking shit about it, thinking that this audience thinks it's real. That's where I'm like, that's what pisses me off. So that's why I hate it.
If you what I love
it's
about
stupid and it's dumb, and I'm like, yeah, absolutely fine.
And the great thing about wrestling is that everybody who is there has bought into it. Like they know exactly what's happening. Like the kids, there's some kids who think it's real, of course.
Some kids think it's real.
Sure, remember, but that's a small portion of the wrestling audience. And everyone is just solely bought into it.
I remember when I found out it was fake, it was I was watching Monday Night Raw. The New Age Outlaws, Badass Billy Gunn, and Road Dogg Jesse James were fighting Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie, Terry Funk. And New Age Outlaws locked Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie in a dumpster, and they pushed them off the stage. And JR, the commentator, was like, my God, they're broken in half. I can't believe it. Yeah. They were going to be hurt for a long time. And, like, they took them out in an ambulance. And I went and told my mom and brother. And I was like, you guys, Cactus and Charlie, they're really hurt. And my brother's like, you know, they're going to come out later in, like, neck braces and on crutches, and it's going to be fine. And I was like, I don't think so. I think it's really bad.
We have to drive to St. Louis right now.
Yeah, we need to go help. And then, lo and behold, they came out later in neck braces with crutches, and I was like, ah, yeah, all right.
Nice.
But I still like it.
I remember once being in middle school, and they were like, that was like my peak wrestling. Like I was watching wrestling all the time. I went to WrestleZone.com to like read about the pay-per-view because I couldn't get the pay-per-view because my parents would never pay for it.
Yeah, me
too. So I remember watching, being on the bus and being, and one of my like friends being like, look, I know most of wrestling is fake, but Shane McMahon is fighting for control of the company for real. And that's I appreciate it.
What's interesting about it, what you said, the names are great, but they also like the backstage real stuff is so fucking interesting.
Yeah,
that people don't know, like the things that are real backstage that nobody sees are fucking psychotic.
Oh yeah.
So it's like just like people like fucking stab each other with scissors. Mm-hmm. People have like people have killed each other. Bruiser Brody was killed by another wrestler in Puerto Rico, and nobody would snitch because they're all wrestlers, but everybody saw it. All the shit that happens backstage wrestling, like it's not real on TV, but the politics and shit backstage are a million times more interesting than what's actually happening.
Like them negotiating who's going to win and who's going to lose is like very, very interesting.
It's very interesting. And if you're chosen to win, people are like, you know, it's fake, but it's like you were chosen by a whole fucking board of a multi-million dollar company.
A billion dollar company.
Yeah. To represent the company. So it's a big goddamn deal.
Yeah. What would your wrestling names be?
I was a backyard wrestler when I was younger, so I had two characters.
What?
My main character was Kenneth James Kingsworth, the Million Dollar Kid.
Yes.
I was a rich kid. Yeah, I was a rich kid. I had like a big money chain but I had an alter ego. So my dad paid for everything in the storyline. And sometimes he would cut me off and stop paying for my meds. So then I would go crazy and I would become Asylum.
Whoa.
That's when I was off my meds and I went crazy.
Damn. What was your finishing move?
Oh, I used a, it's a very lame. So you put the shoulder, like say you're facing me, we're hugging.
Yep.
And then you've got your shoulder here. And then we both drop to our knees. It's like a reverse stunner. It's not logical and doesn't work.
I completely understand. It makes sense.
I was a fat little boy, so I couldn't really do any of this. I had no strength. I could barely.
I'm sorry. Pause. What is backyard wrestling, and how does it relate to like the W? Like what is it?
Backyard wrestling is children who watch wrestling who just fight in their backyard and aren't trained and don't know how to do it. So me and my friends doing it were very blasé. We just like would play around. We weren't doing anything serious. But some of these kids doing backyard wrestling fucking cut each other with blades and fucking throw each other through glass. It's very dangerous. It's very bad. But some great wrestlers have actually come from the Hardy Boys, who are very famous.
Yes.
They started their own backyard wrestling thing when they were like 13, 14. And then by the time they were 16, 17, they lied about their ages to WWE and got in, and now they've been wrestling for 20.
Yeah. They're like the most famous tag team like ever.
Yeah. Right. So yeah. A lot of people started that way, but that's what it is. It's untrained children fighting in the backyard.
I thought that was like, that was the name of like some sort of circuit and you like booked things and like.
No.
Okay.
It's a bunch of dumb kids in places where people are hooked on meth and pills. And so their parents aren't paying attention and they're just cutting each other in the backyard.
You should watch Beyond the Mat, Kenise. Have you seen that?
Oh, I don't think so.
It's the best movie. I've seen it like 40 times. It's the best.
Okay.
It's really, really good.
Follow-up question. Now that I know who your characters were, Rohan, think of your character name. Uh-huh. Follow-up question. Would you do any of that now?
Well, honestly, I wanted to do wrestling when I was younger. I looked at schools and stuff. There was one that I found in the back of like a furniture shop when I was like 17. But as you know, I was a late bloomer, so I didn't go through puberty until I was 21. So I was just a fat little boy with no musculature. And I was like, I don't think I could do it, but that's why I got into comedy, honestly, is because, like, I wanted to do wrestling. I was like, oh, I can do, like, the promo parts.
But yeah.
If I went through puberty early, I would probably have done wrestling when I was younger, and I'd probably be dead now.
Oh. Yeah, it's brutal. Brutal on your body, especially, like, if you, like, were doing wrestling, like, now, I would think that they are a little bit safer, but, like, when we were watching wrestling as kids, no. Like, they're no one knew about now. Concussions. Yeah. Everyone's, about concussions and shit.
No, they just learned about concussions. An actual wrestler is the one who started all the concussion research. His name is Chris Nowinski, of a Polak, such as myself. And he went to Harvard, and he was a wrestler. And Chris Benoit murdered his family, as you know, because he had, like, billions of concussions.
Yeah.
So he started the research into, like, CTE, and he's the one who got it going. So anyway, if I got into wrestling, being Matt, I'm a 6'4" hulking man, brimming with charisma, I would have been a big star.
Oh, but, yeah.
I can barely walk now. I did moving for like a year, and I can fucking barely get up the stairs.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jake the Snake can barely move, and he was great at wrestling.
He was so pilled up. So I saw him at a show one time. He was signing autographs, and I didn't even want one because they're $20. I'm like, I'm not paying $20 for some man to sign a piece of paper. Yeah. But I looked in the room, and it was just him in an empty room sitting at a table making eye contact with me. And I was like, oh, God. I just went in. I was like, I cannot go in. So I went in, and he was not very friendly.
That sucks.
I mean, no, this man's been through a fucking lot.
Yeah.
You'll see him, but he's in Beyond the Mat. He was born because – this is going to get dark. So his grandmother's boyfriend raped their daughter and got her pregnant, and that's what he was born from.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was – and so that's his dad. And then his mom had another dad, and he got – they found him electrocuted in the basement. And then he had all this shit happen. His sister went missing. They had no idea what happened to her. They found there was enough blood in the car to know she was dead, but nobody knew what happened to her. So anyway, this man became a severe drug addict.
Yep.
Yeah.
A severe drug addict.
Dude, that monologue in Beyond the Mat where he's talking about like the road and he's just like, and he's basically like, yeah, you know, I haven't been like a great husband or like a father, and you know, because you're on the road and then you just start having flings with somebody, and then that turns into like threesomes, and then that turns into you can't get hard unless like someone's like punch you in the face or something, and he just like goes through this like funnel of despair.
It's incredible.
Yeah,
he's like, then it gets to the point you're sitting with your wife and you've been getting your ass beat by prostitutes and getting shoved up your ass, and you're like, how am I supposed to have sex with this person? This man is incredible. Anything he says is truly incredible.
Yeah,
that's wild.
He's been through a lot. If you watch his Hall of Fame speech, it's insane. He brings up fucked up stuff, and it's wild.
So, there's a wrestling Hall of Fame.
There's a WWE Hall of Fame, yeah.
And where is it?
There's no physical location.
It's
an idea.
No, because we've got the NASCAR Hall of Fame in Charlotte, and there's like baseball, rock and roll. There's halls of fame all over the place.
I don't know why they haven't opened one. I think they had talks with like Universal Studios of making that a part of them, but they have yet to open like an official physical location. But like, it still means a lot to these wrestlers, even though it's like completely made up, and everyone they're choosing to give you a ring. They'll put people in who are like better to the company more than they were good wrestlers. A guy like the Godfather, who was like, no one would say he was a great wrestler. He was a pimp. He had a pimp thing going on. He'd bring like prostitutes to the ring.
The Ho Train. That was
the Ho Train. People would say he's fine. But he got in just because he was loyal to the company. Whereas there's like great wrestlers who won't get in because loyal to Vince McMahon.
Okay, how much? I think in businesses sometimes, how much would you pay if Universal did open like a WWE thing where like you can do wrestling moves, you can like see wrestling people, the whole world is built up in such a way as to support wrestling, similar to something like Harry Potter stuff, also at Universal. How much would you pay to go see it?
I would say $100 if I was like doing really well, but not like too much. Universal Studios is weird. I would definitely go. I went to Universal Studios last year, and there's the Harry Potter shit, which I don't care about, but people are freaking out. And so my favorite part about Universal Studios was they had Toontown, which is, you know, they've got like Transformers there. They got like Harry Potter. They've got all this stuff. And then Toontown was like based on newspaper comics. And I was like, why is this part of, like, there was like a Kathy exhibit. There was like, you know, like Beetle Bailey had a restaurant.
No.
I was like, what kid is like, oh, you want to, there's mom like, Beetle Bailey? Harry Potter? And he's like, no, mom, I need to see Rex Morgan, MD.
Was there a family circus one? Because that would just
Was a family
circus. That's so fucking, I hated that one.
It sucks so bad. It sucks so bad.
Family circus.
I didn't know why. I was like, because they had so many other exhibits that it shut down. And I was like, why the fuck is this one still? There's literally a Kathy ice cream place. I was like, what child cares about a middle-aged woman who's having trouble with dating?
Yeah. Is this in the L.A. one or the Florida one?
Florida.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. I went to the L.A. Universal Studios 2 years ago and freaked out at the Harry Potter world because that's who I am. I wish
I cared about Harry Potter. I worked in a Harry Potter museum. That was my first job when I moved to the city.
What?
I ran the sorting hat. I've got a joke about it on my album Wild Country Phoenix. I'm on
Damn.
I didn't know anything about Harry Potter, so I would just like lie, and you'd have a button behind your back where the kids tell you what house they want to go into, and I would decide if I liked the kid or not. If I would go to Some kids were assholes, so I put them in Hufflepuff, and they'd be like, no, do it again. It's not right. I'm like, the hat is spoken. I'm sorry.
The hat says you're a little bitch.
The hat says fuck you.
Yeah. I love that. I love that so much. I know that I would become way too invested in the result, but you got to choose.
I ruined some kids' birthdays, for sure.
Putting them in Slytherin.
Well, Slytherin, that's the thing. Slytherin is evil, at least, you know? Hufflepuff is just like, you're a pussy. I'm sorry, that's the word I didn't want to say earlier.
You're allowed to say
it. No, you're allowed to say it.
But I don't want to say it in a pejorative way. What's a word for pussy? What's like a funny word to say pussy?
I was going to replace it with little bitch, but that also
bitch is worse.
I know.
I can't. A weak boy is not funny.
Yeah, you can't. I don't want to use the language of the right, but like it is stuff that like sounds funny to me. So like,
it's just
you can't
funny.
Say cuck. You can't say like.
Yes, you can.
I'm not going to call a child a cuck. I'm fucking your wife, you 10-year-old boy. Why do you have a wife? Is your wife 10 years old? There's a lot of problems.
I'm sorry. I so much want to call a 10-year-old a cuck now. Like, I really do. I would have fined a 10-year-old.
Fucking cuck. get back to sixth grade, you fucking cuck.
Come on, I want to see this happen. I want to see a kid's confusion. Like, what?
And they have to look it up and be like, oh no.
No. Oh God. Or they look it up and they're like, oh yes, I am a cuck.
Yeah. I like these progressive, because the youth seems to be much more progressive and like flexible
in their gender
identities and their. Idea of what a relationship is.
Yeah.
So I feel like they'd be like, if she wants to do that, then that's her right in her body. If I love her, we'll support her.
Cuckolds are like the last bastion of like sexual freedom where nobody respects them. And Imagine if there, I've thought about that, there's like a cuckold march, and it would just be like dudes in like two big leather jackets with like fanny packs.
There's another parade that they start that they're just watching, and they're like, yes, yeah, this no, is the parade true. That I want to fucking go to.
It's true.
Hell yeah.
Well, it's like every other sexual thing has been like, you know, that's okay, but for some cuckolding is still like, no, you suck.
I think cuckolding fine. The hard line that I'm going to draw a line in the sand and say, no, maybe you should have kept that to yourself, is piss and shit. I'm just going to be really honest.
Yeah. Piss not shit, pissed, sure. But shit for sure. Shit.
Not okay. Pissed, says Rohan.
Not shit. Yeah.
I like that you jumped in real quick there, Rohan. Do you want to tell the listeners something?
No. I'm not into peeing in whatsoever. That's gross. But okay. I don't think that. I think pee for like at least like 10 minutes is sterile, so it's not that gross. Where
someone's
shit is
peeing on you for 10 minutes?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's a lot of it.
But you know what? Maybe there is someone peeing on you for 10 minutes.
I feel like you have to be switching off. I think the longest you can, we've got bladder sizes limited by our anatomy. What are you talking about?
That's you're right. I think what if you had like a jug of piss and then you're just like pouring it on?
What if you do have a jug of piss? What a great question, Ron.
Let's say it's a
call-in listener. Sam from Baltimore, you're on the air. What if you have a jug of piss?
No, dude. Piss is not gross. Once it leaves your body, you have 10 minutes. You can do it. You can get done with sex and then take a shower and you won't get infected. Whereas every time you have anal sex, if your dick touches any particle of poop, you could get up.
I'm listening.
Okay. Why? Like, even if it is technically sterile, it's still like the smell of piss is specifically antithetical to my arousal. Like, if you want to immediately make me not aroused, any urine smell at all will do that. Like,
sure.
So there's the smell factor.
Mm-hmm. And
then there's the cleaning
smell.
Factor.
Ooh la la, Miss Kinney.
There's the cleanup. Like, what about shit? Shit is worse than piss.
I mean, yes, I agree that shit is worse than piss, but I think you're giving piss way too much credit here for being like an okay thing. It involves like rubber or plastic sheeting of some sort. And then you've got to carry the rubber or plastic sheeting to the toilet to get rid of all the piss.
Piss is fine. If you hydrate enough, you can really smell it. I'm not into it, but it's fine.
I'm not into it either, but I think it's okay. I think it's fine.
Whatever.
If I got piss anywhere near my mouth, I
pissed on myself a lot. You don't understand. As a man, you piss
on yourself
your body
bit.
That you
what
never
What the
expected.
Fuck are you talking about?
If you're pissing in the street, you're pissing in a weird place.
You're pissing in the street. You wake up one day and you go to pee and then it just goes everywhere because
you got a piece of lint or like a golf tee in there. And then
a golf tee.
I was like, that's the only reason I would accept. If someone, unbeknownst to you, had put a golf tee in there and it was like spraying it out in the way that like if you put your thumb over a hose forms a little circle, then sure, I accept that there would be pee everywhere.
Sometimes you get hammered. You agree to let it go. Two golf balls off your dick. You wake up. You don't remember.
Now
your whole bathroom's covered in piss.
But you can control where you pee. You have a hose, an angling mechanism. I don't understand.
You don't understand.
Yeah, you don't understand. Especially if you're uncircumcised, then it's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Because
I'm double circumcised. So.
You're double circumcised. Yeah, you've got two. You've got two hoods.
Skinless.
Like you've got one for summer. You've got one
it's
for winter.
It's just muscle. No. There's no skin.
It's like a damn Tyson chicken. I'll tell you what.
So it's skinless and full of hormones. That's
true.
Yeah.
The shit thing. McAfee, the guy who invented the antivirus software we're all using. Loves to be shit on, so
that's right.
Why don't you get off your computer and get a virus, Kenny?
John McAfee, he's a big right wing nut job, but he does like to be shit on.
He likes shit it. Also, I feel like if shit gets somewhere, it's gonna smell like shit for a long time. Like,
I know.
It's true. That's also true.
That's why I'm not into it. That's why I think
I don't
like
it either. None of us like it. We all agree.
I'm glad that we all agree.
That's why I won't, again, same reason why I won't even touch anal, because what if poop gets there?
There's ways to prevent that.
I've got some poop on me, and I dealt with it like a gentleman.
Sure you did. Of course you guys deal with it.
I said, I gotta go to the bathroom real quick.
I just finished. Bye.
It was fine. So
of course.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't begrudge anybody who does it. I'm just saying that I am deathly afraid of shit.
I know that there's like a whole process that you can do. I, for other reasons, don't particularly want anyone back there. But there's things that you can do. There's like, you
squirt, lube up.
Yeah, you squirt water in there and you swish it around and then you shit out the water.
You can take like a, you can put like a water. Up there.
What a romantic.
No, it's an enema. Yeah, you do an enema, yeah, you rinse out the whole area, and then you're fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
If a lady had done all that, would you consider it? If she was like super into it. I don't know this woman.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. I would be.
I don't know this woman.
I've never met a woman who's like, this is the only thing I want to do.
Yeah, Rohan, it's Chelsea Clinton.
Yes. Yep.
That doesn't surprise me at all. I was like, anyone who's related to the Clintons, either Monica Lewinsky or Chelsea or.
Oh my God. Monica Lewinsky.
You fucking love Monica.
Monica Lewinsky is so. Is so hot. Do you know how Tig Notaro has that, whatever, she gave everyone her Twitter or whatever for a while?
I got it once. Really thought it would take.
Did you look in the DMs?
I thought it would take my career off. No, I didn't even think of that. I should have. God damn it.
Looked in the DMs. Monica Lewinsky in the DMs. Did not DM, and I should have.
You should have DM'd her. You missed your chance.
You lost. You blew your chance. You blew your chance.
Oh, and
pun intended.
Oh, I know.
I have a friend right now, I'm not going to out who it is, but he's dating a lady who prefers anal above anything.
Oh, well.
And that's fine.
You're allowed.
I don't care. Yeah, I've done it just to, like, prove them cool, I guess.
Right.
It was kind of like Fonzie banging the jukebox, but.
Every guy feels like there's some pressure to do some anal, I feel like.
I don't, but I don't care. I'm like, you know, the pussy has been pretty.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. I don't care either, but I think that a lot of guys feel pressure to do anal because it's like, that makes me a man.
It's how a lot of porn. Like, not the ending, but they're like, okay, clearly you're probably visually bored by just a penis and a vagina, so we're going to mix it up, and we're going to put it in the butt, and then you're like, I don't really...
Yeah, and I'm not at all bored by the penis and the vagina. Yeah. And then when they put it in there, I'm like, God damn it. I was like, I was getting so close, and now...
Yeah.
Now I've got to start.
I got to figure out a different hole. Yeah, to figure out a different one. No.
Yeah, no. It's just you could have just kept it going. I just want like a pretty lady, like a cool guy, having normal.
Okay, sex. I'm going to ask you. I don't know if I've ever asked you guys this. When you say a cool guy, what do you mean?
I don't care about the cool guy. I was just. That was
okay.
Just a joke.
Cool.
But I do. Because I have
preferences as far as like what the deal is with the lady.
No, I don't care about the dude. There are some. There's this one guy. I don't know his name, but he's always with, like, a hot chick. And it would be cool, but, like, he's too much the focus. And he's always, like, trying way too hard.
Wait, what does he look like?
He's got a tattoo on his arm that's all black all the way down.
Oh, Owen Gray.
Owen Gray. Yeah. So I would watch his videos because, like, the ladies were hot. But then I'm like, it's too much of this dude. And, like, I just want the dude. Like, the dude is there. He's just, like. An anthropomorphic dick, but like Owen Gray is like, I'm the star of this video, and I'm like, I don't, Owen, you need to take a step back.
He's done some heavy branding.
I'm like, you are not why I'm here. And
what is this video? It's like a porn.
Yes,
he's got a lot of porns.
Yes,
okay, he's got a lot of porns.
All of the female of stars, he's slept with them.
So he does anal exclusively.
No, it's nothing
part
to
do. Of it.
He does part of it, but he also, there's a lot of cool stuff, but it's just all the ladies he has sex with are hot ladies.
You get
roped into being like, oh, there's a hot lady, and then you're just staring at this guy really fucking hamming it up for a while.
He does a lot with his face, and you're like, I don't know, dude, you do this all the time. You're that excited about this?
It's so funny.
It's true.
I love that shit. Like, that makes me, laugh when they have, it's like there's a thing on Pornhub, it's like hot guys fuck, and it's just guys, like beautiful men who just are like doing like, oh yeah, this is so good, and they're just like touching themselves, and it's like, it's hilarious. Like, I don't know how anyone would be turned on by it.
I don't know. I've gone in holes where like all of a sudden all my mentions are like, hot college dude fucks slut. I'm like, what have I done? You seem to think I'm focusing on the dude here. I don't know what I've done. I'm not. I just want to write into Pornhub being like, Fellas, I just want to let you know, I'm not, the dude is not the important part.
No. Yeah.
I wish that there was, and this is definitely based on being raised with like a binary sense of what gender is, but I do wish that there was like, almost like a, are you a man or a woman? Okay, we're going to show you shit that like women like, and it's going to not have ads telling you that you can fuck ugly teenagers near you.
Ugly teens. That's my favorite website.
And it's just like, I don't, can you not, like, just not, like, it could even be, like, hot dads are in your area, but, like, something more specific to me, and I wish I had the option of selecting that.
Yeah, that would be nice. I've been watching a lot of, I found this, I don't know if you call it a company, but I found this thing, it's female-produced porn.
Yeah.
And I forgot what the company is, but I enjoy it. That's all I want.
Belessa or something?
It's Belessa. You're fucking horny.
Kinesa's like the porn expert. She follows porn stars on Twitter, and like I think that's like probably like 5% of your following, right?
Rude.
Right?
No.
Rude.
I only follow right now 2 porn stars. One of them followed me back.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
He's going to come on the podcast.
He is. He did. Yeah. We messaged.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah.
Which porn star?
Logan Pierce.
I don't know Logan Pierce. He sounds scary. No,
great name, by the way. Great porn star name.
What's known as a short king because I think he's like 5'8".
Ah, yeah, sure. But the Belessa, I was like, this is very nice. I was like, this is like just a man treating a woman nicely.
Yes.
And they're having nice, I was like, this is what I like to do. And I felt weird. I remember when I was dating, I was like, I just like to be nice to a lady. And then I would just hear like female comics and like watch porn and be like, oh, you gotta spit on them and fucking cut their hair off and fucking burn their dog or whatever. And I'm like, I don't want to do this. I just want to be a nice man.
Yeah.
So this
missionary with the lights off for 5 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And from a filmic perspective, I feel like you'd have to do something to vary the visuals, but sure.
But that's why the blast is very nice. It's like very, it's good. There's like a lot of heavy consent involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a hard preface of like consent. And I'm like, this seems nice. I like
that. Yeah. I've seen way too many where it's like,
yeah,
I am worried about the legality of what is happening here.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you see the look on a woman's face and I'm like, I don't think she agreed to this or like this. And I'm not enjoying this anymore because I don't. I was like, this is some kind of coercion going on.
And as soon as I realize that, like, the woman might not be enjoying herself, I'm completely turned off. I'm like,
eyes closed, like, fucking just, like, trying to pretend she's not, like, tense body. I'm like, oh, no.
You can just see, like, the dead look in their eyes, and they're just like, yes, yes, oh, my, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm coming to save you.
I'll come save you.
Yeah. Well, as soon as I save Road Dogg, I'm coming after.
I love it. I love you watching the porn and Rohan just bust in the window and being like, I'm saving you, queen.
No.
I'm gonna get this ass beat, but
honestly,
it's going right.
That would be an interesting porn. Like, it starts off and it has the visuals of like regular porn, right? But then there's like a moment where the lighting improves and someone's like, ma'am, you don't have to do this. And then he like takes her to a nice dinner or recognizes that she wanted to be a marine biologist or something. And then they have good sex.
Yeah.
I would watch that.
Oh, have
you heard that David Drake has that story, that bit about how his college, he had a college friend that was on Fuck Team 5. Have you heard about that?
No.
Where someone in his college is on, the premise of that site is that they get like a regular guy to fuck a porn star and then he comes too quickly and then the ladies laugh at him and then an actual porn star comes and fucks them.
Oh my God. That's brutal.
Yeah, absolutely brutal.
How
and he has a story about how someone from his college was like on that as the guy who gets essentially like humiliated.
God, that's tough. Yeah, my buddy was telling me the other day about a guy like won a sweepstakes to have sex with a porn star. They filmed it and he couldn't get his dick hard.
And no.
They just released a video of her trying everything and did not be able to get his dick hard. Like, it's the worst sweepstakes of all time.
I wish that existed, but you didn't have to. But you didn't have to like. I wish that existed, but you didn't have to release the video. You could just fuck the porn star. You would.
No, they released. And I was also like, why are you watching this? He's like, I don't know. I thought it was funny. And I'm like, never has it crossed my mind when I'm watching porn that I want something funny. I'm like,
There's a whole humor section on Pornhub, and I'm like, who are these people?
They're just watching porn all day and they're bored. So they're like, let's see some jokes in here.
Dude, that's wild that he, oh my God, and he couldn't get his dick hard.
That would happen to me too. I'm getting filmed, fucking a lady.
Pills and injections that they can give you to make sure that you're hard. So that's like, that's kind of on them.
You don't know. Haverjack is what they inject in dicks. And
Haverjack?
Yeah, what is that? I've never heard of that.
It's called Haverjack. It's what they used it in the 80s. So this ties back to wrestling. So Ravishing Rick Rude, you're going to want to look him up. Very sexy man.
Okay.
Apparently, he used to inject Haverjack in his dick so much that it got infected and they had to cut it off. Now he's dead. That's a rumor. Nobody knows. I've had plans of digging up his body to see if there's a dick, but I guess he would be a skeleton by now. But
yeah, you wouldn't. You'd have to judge by the amount of...
That's how he died. Someone cut his dick off?
No, he still wrestled for years later. It's the rumor. It's a rumor. Oh. He didn't die from the dick cutting off. I believe it was a cocaine overdose or something.
Yeah. Okay, that makes more sense.
But apparently,
okay, I'm looking at photos of this guy. Not a bad looking guy.
He's a hot dude. Ravishing. Right? And he used to take, he would paint his opponent's wife on the crotch of his tights to get in their head, which is fucking genius.
That's an insane person move.
No, that's like a 1980s wrestling move. That is like, so in line with anything about 1980s wrestling.
That's called being a good heel.
Yeah, great heel. Oh my God.
So he's
that's
a bad
so
guy.
Yeah.
He's a bad guy, the worst guy. He go, I want to tell all you Minnesota sweat hogs to shut up and look at what a real man looks like.
And then everyone's just like, boo.
And then he would do like a little swivel. And then all the husbands would get mad at their wives, like, you like this? Stop looking at him. It was great.
He has a mullet in a lot of these photos.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it a beautiful mullet?
That's a mullet.
Have you ever grown a mullet?
How dare you, Ron?
Yeah, that's a right question. No.
That's a very racist question.
Just because I'm white and
I've not
love
had a mullet.
Wrestling?
I'm working on one right now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I would love to have a mullet, but I have not had a mullet. Thank you for asking that.
I would love a bald ponytail if I could grow that on my chair.
Please don't. I care
ponytail?
About you so much.
Oh, I would never. I mean, I can't do it, but I'm just saying that I don't. If I could, I would.
We wouldn't be friends.
You can grow a bald ponytail from the back.
I don't think so. My hair doesn't grow that quick.
None of your hair is growing? No,
it's growing. I guess maybe I could.
Ooh, it would just be a bunch of side hair and a little bit of back
doesn't
hair.
Doesn't it have to grow a certain way?
Down?
Mine grows out like this. My hair grows out like
that's,
this.
Well, you pull it back once it got to a certain length.
Tell him, Canise.
I don't want you to do this.
I want you to do it. You've had all this quarantine to try
stuff. I had a mustache, and it was glorious.
It was. It was like this fella, this
the
Rick Rude guy.
Yours is better than mine, but mine was like good. Mine was very good.
His was
mine
like very months, thick and
yours looks better. Yours connects in the middle. Mine doesn't.
This I had a Steve Harvey stash going.
An Arby stash, you said?
Steve Harvey stash.
Oh, I thought you said Arby, like a horsey sauce stash. I've got an Arby stash. This comes with a side of curly fries.
Yeah. Comes with barbecue sauce, some dipping sauce.
It's tasty. I don't know if I've ever been to an Arby's.
Oh, Arby's is my favorite fast food place.
Oh, is it?
People shit on it all the time, but it's fucking best. It's the fucking best.
I think people like shit on it all the time, and it's not nearly as bad as people say it is. And I've eaten at Arby's and had a very delicious experience.
It's become a running joke, but it's fantastic. You get the roast beef with cheddar. Mm-hmm. You get curly fries with a side of cheese dipping sauce, and it's fantastic.
Okay.
It's become a running joke. I think some comedian, maybe Patton Oswalt, like made a joke about it years ago. So people are.
Oh, Jon Stewart would always talk about it on The Daily Show.
Absolutely. So people don't know what they're talking about. It's a beautiful establishment. Arby's, please sponsor me. We're Daddy Gonna Sit Duck.
That would be
Arby's.
As far as a Venn diagram of like people, I think, I can see it.
I can see it.
I hope you get that. I hope that it's like instead of we have the meat. I mean, they could do that too, but like you being like, they're here.
No.
Be shirtless on a horse.
It's not, we have the meat. It's Arby's, and then Casey just says, "Where Daddy going to sit?"
Where Daddy going to sit?
So that's the ad for Arby's.
Completely unrelated to the sandwiches of the product.
They never address it. They just are like, "Yep, this is our new logo." I like it. I think it would work.
I like it. I also think it would work. I'm going to write John Arby an email.
Yep, absolutely.
I think the impression is because there's something very 70s, throwback to Westerns, this sort of thing that people are like, oh, yes, like a motel or something, like something in that vein.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. But I love that, as you can tell by my overall look, I wish I was alive in the 70s. It seemed like a lot of fun. The whole decade seems hilarious to me. Even I've been watching All Be Gone in the Dark, and it's like very serious, and they're talking about like very horrific rape stories, which are like,
wait, what?
All Be Gone in the Dark. Have you seen this? It's a documentary on HBO.
Mm-mm. But so they'll get killer.
So oh, it's Patton Oswalt's old, the wife who died?
Yeah, Michelle McNamara, who's also Tommy McNamara's aunt.
Yes.
So she's writing about the Golden State Killer, who was originally known as the East Area Rapist. So he's just raping these women. And there's horrific stories they tell. But then they cut to like a news story about it. And it'll be some guy with sideburns being like, every house I was broken into didn't have this. And then he turns and he goes, a big dog. And then he's just like, with a big dog? And I'm like, I'm watching this very serious thing. And then I'm just like cracking up. And I'm like trying to hide it from my wife. This guy just saying like, a big dog. Just cracking up. So something about the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Everything seems funny to me, and I can't.
I like the clothes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the clothes. Cool. Men's fashion in the 70s, like, there is no higher period of fashion. No.
It's the only time men were allowed to be sexy. For 10 years, men were allowed to be sexy.
Men actively tried to look good. Like, they actively, like, the leisure suit, like, the chest hair, like, they were doing all their hair, their sideburns, and it was like, this is what men would be like if they just cared about what they dress all the time.
That's it.
They all looked incredible.
It looked incredible. Now people are fucking normcore and all this shit.
Okay,
No, you have to actively look as shitty as possible.
What is that?
Look like you're not. I hate normcore. My wife loves it. Like I said, she said, I think it's very chic. I'm like, they look like shit.
Yeah.
It's like also they're actively dressing to look like shit. Like it's not unplanned. Like plan it. Like they laid this out to be like, I'm gonna look like shit today.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it.
Like a sweatshirt that doesn't show any features of your body at all.
It sucks.
Then with overalls, and you're like,
it
what?
Sucks. Like a hat with nothing on it.
Just a
It's like a hat without your bit on it.
Yeah. Write a fucking bit. You
You normie idiot, dude. I completely agree, and it's just like Zoolander, like that Daryl. Do you ever see Daryl Lee?
Yes.
His like home. It's like that, but it's real and it's completely unironic and not funny.
It sucks. It sucks.
Rohan, if I bought you a patterned button-up shirt, would you wear it?
Oh well, funny that you should say that, Kenise.
Oh my god.
I have like a bajillion of these now.
I'm going to be very specific in telling you to throw some of them away.
Well, look at this. No, my aunt got these from India.
I like this. I can't wait to see this.
Oh, I cannot wait to wear them.
Okay.
They're just like these, like kind of patterny shirts.
Ooh,
what the fuck? Wait, is that two shirts or one shirt?
It's two shirts. I wish it was one shirt.
Listeners, one is a bright orange crisscross of lines. The other is black greenish. And I'd say tile looking. Yeah,
it's pattern? Like paisley almost.
Okay. Yes, yeah. Those two would be, I mean, it'd be a power clash maybe, but also overwhelming.
Yeah. But yes, together it would be bad. But as separate, I have them. So I just haven't had. Where am I going? I'm not going anywhere.
That's
so
true.
Like, I haven't had a chance to wear them.
It's true. I bought a $100 jumpsuit right before quarantine that I debated. I walked up and down the street debating whether I should buy it. I finally bought it. A week later, we're locked. A week later, we're locked inside for. I'll show you the jumpsuit.
Okay, I was like, are we talking like what's that movie, Maverick? Iceman.
Chasing Maverick. Oh, Top Gun.
Top Gun. Is it like a Top Guns thing or?
Yeah, it might be a.
He's gone to go get the suit. Yeah.
Yeah, the jumpsuit. Yeah, dude, I can't wear these. I mean, I really like these shirts, and I got them for the summer, and I just haven't been able to wear them anywhere.
I want there to be a thing that's like, hey, everybody, we've all decided like we're just gonna look nice today, and not everyone's going out. Or maybe we stagger the times, but you can just do a socially distancing where at least you get a photo in the nice clothes that you haven't been able to wear yet. Because I have a blazer that I haven't been able to wear, and I was going to wear it all spring, and I couldn't do that.
Let's hang out on Sunday and wear the things that we want to wear.
Okay.
Yeah, that, I would love that.
Yeah.
Okay, sick. Let's do it.
I was like, this blazer needs to get worn.
Oh, Casey, although, are you putting... Oh, Casey, I think he's putting it on.
I think he's putting it on for us.
Whoa! That looks good, dude.
Is that Gene?
It's denim. I don't know how to show you the full thing.
No. That looks good. I like it.
Maybe those pockets. Okay, listeners, just imagine the essence of Bruce Springsteen as a single look. And that is what Casey is wearing.
Absolutely. Dirtbag Bruce Springsteen. Absolutely.
Yeah. If you don't have a red bandana sticking out of your back pocket, I am disowned.
Oh, I know.
I have a velvet panty of Bruce Springsteen right there. You see that?
Whoa. Nice. I love Bruce.
Beyonce is right under it. I bought that for my wife. I had that commissioned by Mary Julian.
Wow. Dude, I love Bruce. I'm from Jersey, so I'm like not allowed to hate him, but I fucking love him so much.
He's the only good man alive.
Truly. He might be the only uncancelable person. Like, genuinely.
If something came out about him, I'd be truly heartbroken. I'd take that down, but I was like, I think he's the only good man to ever live.
No, he talks openly about being depressed and how like being a rock and roll star is shitty and like all
he hates himself
stuff.
And he I fucking so love much. It.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
He's been all around the world, number one hits, from here to Wazoo, and he fucking hates his own guts. And I love him.
Smart. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's great.
Sensitive man.
Wait, have you seen the movie that he put out?
No, I haven't. I haven't had
What's
time.
The movie he put
my
out?
Wife,
it was like a tour.
Western Stars.
Yeah.
Oh.
I want you guys to see it, because he seems to maybe have found peace with himself, and if that might disappoint you.
No, it's the journey. It's the journey that he has struggled and found. I've just read his book, and it took me about fucking 2.5 years because I'm a slow reader. But he's struggling to come to grips with himself, and he actually talks about it. There's nothing I hate more than a dude who's like acting tough and like trying to be cool and just not acknowledging the glaring insecurities.
Yeah.
That are like clearly driving you. This happens with a lot of old comics that I can't stand.
Oh, of course.
Where it's like, they're just like, oh, you fucking sense, you bitch ass. And I'm like, just say you're sad.
Yeah.
It would be so much more interesting if you just said you're sad.
Say that you're afraid to change. Say that if you change, you might discover something about yourself that scares you. Yeah.
If Nick DiPaolo was like, I don't know how else to do comedy because I'm scared, I'd be like, I'm listening, man.
Yeah. That's great.
Instead of just calling the audience cunts because your jokes bombed because they sucked, which I've seen multiple times.
That does not surprise me at all. Yeah.
That really sucks.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Damn.
Right. Anyway, sorry guys. I really
No. But we are coming up on the hour.
Yes.
And, we end all episodes with a final thought. So something you learned, something you reconsidered, something you just want people to know about you, leave in this moment. Do you have any final thoughts?
I guess my final thought is just be sensitive and be open and be who you are and don't try to be someone else because it's not interesting. It's not fun. Anyway, whoever you are truly is far more interesting than the face you put on to mask it. So just be that person.
All right.
That's my final thought.
Socrates James Sling.
Also, I love to get shit on.
We're going to have Courtney on. We're going to talk about this.
Courtney's going to be our next guest.
Yeah.
Did Casey shit on you after the podcast?
I've been boiling up this
whole
time. That
would be so rude if she just got out of the shower to do that.
Yeah, I know, right? But I'm going to. It's strange.
Yeah. It kind of turns me on more that she's so clean.
Slide right off her clean body. Anyway, continue. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Keep going.
No, this is the right way to conclude your time on the pod. I couldn't like it. I couldn't like it anymore. It's great.
Rohan, do you have any final thoughts?
My final thoughts are just if you're going to do it in the butt, like be careful, be clean, like be considerate. Try to keep your body away from poop as much as possible.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you. I'm taking the end. I'm like, we've had a lot of fun with Casey James Lingo, but poop is no laughing matter. Yeah.
Poop is no laughing matter. Maybe if you had a big dog, you would be around poop.
Exactly.
All right. My final thought is that I will invest in these female-owned pornography company.
Balissa, yeah. Right?
Balissa, I think so. There's some people were fighting about it on the internet. Some people were like, what you got to do is you got to go to the people that you like. You got to go to their OnlyFans, and that's the best way to make sure that they're getting paid.
Sure.
So that's a whole thing. But some of these people, they're not directors.
OnlyFans ain't cheap.
OnlyFans isn't cheap.
Yeah.
But also, like, what I love about some of these people is not that they know how to angle a camera or set up lighting. Mm-hmm. So I do want to, like, production companies to be paid to do that.
Absolutely. I'm going to accidentally pay for Owen Gray beating off in his hotel room $20 a month. And then I'm going to forget to cancel it. And every month I'm like, oh, shit. I just got to cancel that. I can't. I'm busy right now. But
no, you're going to have Courtney pay.
Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, Courtney's going to be paying for your for
she's
that.
She's going to be, I'm going to put on her card. Just watch Owen Gray beat off.
I hope she likes him. He's got his body is very specific. Casey, where can people find you on the internet?
They can find me at Casey J. Salango. You can get my album, Wild Country Phoenix. You can listen to my podcast, The Good, The Dad, and The Ugly. You can get this hat, which is also available in a shirt form. It's a shirt, not a hat in a shirt form. It just says this. Anyway, it's at allhailart.com or Hail the Art on Instagram. And thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being here with you guys.
Oh,
it's always wonderful. A pleasure to have you. Rohan, where can people find you?
At Rohan Padje, cool guy on Instagram. Watch Casey's this week at the Cellar set. Very good set.
Oh, yes. Thank you. It was a great set.
Yeah, great set.
I've recorded very few things I'm proud of in that.
Incredible.
The one of them.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You can find me at Penise Mobley on all the platforms. Please like, rate, subscribe, share. That'd be cool. You know, if you like this, tell other people. Maybe they'll like it too.
Rate, review.
Yes.
Say nice things about us. Say nice things about Casey. Tell us what you think about the things that we talked about here, but only if they're nice and they're not kink-shaming.
Yes.
You can still kink-shame shit people a little bit.
Okay.
Don't kink shame shit people are people too. I'm gonna go for a shit people march. I'm gonna go to one of these marches and be like, shit.
It's gonna be the cuck march.
He's gonna like,
be
what?
The cuck march, then the shit people march.
Yeah. The cucks are like, we didn't mean to be here at once. I'm sorry. And I'm like, shitting is cool.
Yeah.
Well, if you wanna shit. This has been Love About Town. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.